101.77 HOFM, 100% Hobart, Mick and Anna, and a bit of an upset on Australian Survivor last night. Mick and I really liked you, Connor, and we're sad to see you go, mate.
Oh, sorry, guys. I tried my best, but thank you. Thank you for supporting me.
yeah. No thanks from us, Connor, for being not the evil one, because you got. We thought you were the good guy and you could go all the way, and you got the flick.
Yeah, I got the flick, that's right. But yeah, I mean, that's how Survivor goes. I mean, quite often, if you're too nice, you get your ass knocked out.
Exactly. Mm.
And it was just a numbers game, really. I mean, at least you made it to the merge. That's something, you know, that all Survivor people want to be there
absolutely.
For. So congrats on that.
Dream complete. Absolute dream complete. I mean, I would have loved to go a lot further, obviously. I'd love to win the game.
Yeah.
But I was so happy that I made it that far. And my family's been very proud of me for making the merge.
Yeah, I'll bet they are. And the way you conducted yourself during it too, I reckon they'd be pretty proud. Now, the boat ride off the island must have been a bit sad, but I'll tell you what, how did it feel walking into a hotel room or having a nice bed in front of you with nice, clean cotton sheets, a shower, knowing that you're going to have a good feed? It must have been like heaven.
Oh, I'm getting flashbacks as you say that, of that very moment. It was like heaven. It was unbelievable. It was like I'd been saved, like I'd literally been saved from the shipwreck that I was on. And the first meal was just ridiculous. It was like one of the happiest moments. And the relief you feel so relieved that you don't have to fight anymore, and it's kind of finally over.
Yeah. And Connor, are you going to make up the first member of the jury? Does it work the way the American Survivor works?
No, I don't. I mean, there is a jury, but it didn't start with me. I got sent home, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Well, so that's it for you.
That's a shame.
I'm done. I'm out. That's the end of my game. But I was super stoked that I made the merge. And, I'd love to play again, though.
I bet you would. Are you back to real life? Are you at work?
Well, so I actually just got a job, actually, as a paralegal.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Things are looking up for Connor.
Hey, who do you think's going to win it, Connor? I know you haven't had a chance to, you know, really think about it since the merge, but now that you're looking at the new dynamics, what do you reckon? Who do you think the power is?
Well, I think I'm very much Team Vival. I want Sue and I want Kate to win really badly, and Kylie as well. But I think realistically, I think Al's in a great position at the moment. Mm. I mean, it's hard to tell. It's a really crazy game, but Al's really skirting under the radar. Mm. She's got a lot of friends, and I think she could really, like, really slide to the end of the game.
I don't think Sue's got any hope at all, Connor, to be truthful with you. I think Sue should have got the flick, you know, a few weeks ago.
Sue's lovely. She's a really strong woman too. The good thing about Sue at the moment is she's not amazing in challenges, so there's a good chance that, I mean, people won't see her as a huge threat, and so she might slide away to the end as well.
Exactly.
I like Sue. I think she must be nice to have around the camp.
Yeah, she's good fun. She's really hilarious. Amazing stories too from customs. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Hey, look, it was a pleasure watching you in Samoa, Connor. So stoked for you, mate, that you got to have a chance to actually play the game of Survivor, because so few people do, and you must have loved every minute. So thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.